What's poppin', and welcome to the Mama's Boys podcast, a comedy improv podcast brought to you by the Mama's Boys. Today at the table, we have Rachel White, Nick Winfield, Ben Looper, Shield Choxie, and Jensen Klodnicki. We are so thankful for the response we have gotten for our show. To help support us and hear more bonus and ad-free content, go to our Patreon at patreon.com/mamasboyspodcast.
Open on sunrise on a pristine beach, white sand, blue water. RJ lying on his back in the sand, Princess Creedy with her head on his chest. It's the morning after their wedding.
I think this has been the best 48 hours of my life, Creedy.
I didn't think I'd ever be here. Like, in this moment.
Yeah, no, dude. Me neither, for real. Like, growing up, I just never saw myself with anyone. Because all the girls in my village were just whores and nasty and no teeth. Or my mom, you know?
I've never been engaged to a... I've never been engaged to a boy for more than...
You go, babe.
Okay, our first... Okay. I've never been engaged to a boy for more than...
Oh, the babe? Oh,
sorry?
I'm sorry. Should I not say that? Is it weird if
no,
I
you
say
can,
that?
No, you can say it. You can say it.
Like, babe, baby, which
you
one?
You can say...
Creety, baby.
Just you can call me Creety for now. It's going to be, you know, a couple weeks.
You know
I do
what,
like
babe,
but, you know, that puts me into a... Sugar that puts
plum?
Me into a circle that...
Snickerdoodle?
Okay.
Okay. No, Creety's totally cool with me and super sexy anyway.
Thank you. I was gonna say I've never been engaged more than like an hour or two to a boy, and I end up killing them after a couple hours. So it's like, this is kind of special, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess we've been married for, gosh, time's flown so much. I guess we've been married for 16 hours or something like that, and I'm still alive.
Yeah. And I don't feel angry.
And you haven't killed me, and I'm so grateful
Thank
for
you.
That.
You know, I usually... My first husband, he was a nice guy, but at a point, he raised his voice at me. And I felt offended as a person. I like nice people. And then I think that was the thing that made me kill him. He raised his voice at me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he just, like, did he just get, like, mad, or, like, was he just upset, or...
Well, I wanted to hang out with my, you know, with my other girlfriends, and then he started, you know, calling me a bitch, a whore, you know, the C word.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then he...
Yeah, no, I'd never... No, for real, I'd never do that.
Now that I think about it, the next three guys after that, it was the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'll definitely never call you any of those things, especially since that kind of like triggers you and then you kill them.
No,
so I'll avoid those.
I'm
words.
Not saying
I get that those are like words for
I'm not saying that that's the case. I'm not saying that you will.
Oh, there's the happy couple, RJ Creedy. Good morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good
you're looking pretty fresh this morning.
Oh,
RJ,
come on, guys,
said,
stop. Stop.
RJ, you said some of the craziest stuff last night, dude. You said the craziest stuff.
I did?
We could hear you across the whole island.
Right. I came and touched you while you slept last night. You didn't. None of you felt me. I touched you while you slept.
Who are you?
I'm Slim Shanks, you know me, come on. And he like punches him on the arm.
Slim Shanks, you came and rested your hand on us while we were sleeping?
Oh, Slim.
It's not the only time, man.
No, I mean, no, no, right, it's just my thing, you know.
Well, you got lucky, because my wife, man, I love saying that, my wife. She's a harlot, and she'll kill you, you know, if you touch the wrong way. So if you got out of there alive with touching her, you're a lucky man. I gotta give it to you. So am I, though.
Didn't just touch her, Ronnie. Come on now. No, right? Didn't just touch Creety. Touched you as well.
Oh, you touched me too?
Yeah, Sloop Shanks always getting into trouble.
Oh, right, this is my thing, right? Slim Shanks, right?
You know, Slim...
Hey, everybody!
You know, I'm in such a good mood this morning, Slim. I'm just gonna pretend it didn't happen. It's cool, dude. Whatever you... It's cool. I hope you never do that again, but...
Whoa. RJ, what's on your shirt, man? Slim Shanks, is that from you?
All right, Slim Shanks went a little bit overboard this time, but it's... I just do what I can get away with.
Whoa, Slim Shanks, what is that?
It smells and it's sticky.
So,
uh-oh.
I found some turtle eggs, right? I smashed them against a rock and I smeared them on your shirt. Hey, you sleep like a rock, oh, you do.
You mean these are baby turtles on me that you killed on my stomach while I was sleeping?
I put the...
Slim Shanks, have you been touching... James and...
I touch everyone! I touch everyone!
We invited, actually.
He touched me last night and I was wide awake.
And you were just okay with... You wanted that to happen?
You know, it's Slim Shanks.
It's just,
you know,
part of the crew.
Of the territory.
Slim Shanks, were you touching Gabby as well?
Well, Gabby's a bit rough to touch, right? Because she's a bird. So she wakes rather easily.
Okay. But that didn't stop you, did
it? No, it never has. Rather, I've gone quite far with Gabby.
That's good to hear.
Oh, I miss Gabby. I've
seen Gabby touch him back a few times.
I would imagine it, actually.
Wonder if she's dead.
Rest in peace.
She's dead, right?
I bet she is.
That James fellow and the other ones, they must be dead as well, right?
Oh, man. They might be. We haven't seen them in a couple of days.
Hey.
Well, I really hope they're not dead.
Hey, guys, let's not talk about...
That's my dad.
It's his dad, you guys.
Oh, right, it's your dad.
And I just found him, you know? Like, it's been, like, a long time since we had, like, seen each other. And, like,
we were there, though. He's not your real dad. He said Captain Arombe was your real dad.
But I think he was joking about that. Like, my dad's a jokester. And I just think that he was just totally pulling my leg.
RJ's like tearing up. RJ's tearing up.
If that's the case, then you have two dead dads.
Hey, hey, hey.
And it's like I get a dad and then they die.
Hey.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Hey, let's...
Hey, RJ's crying.
I'm not crying, dude.
Hey, let's give RJ some slack, okay?
Hey. Hey, RJ, what do you say you give me and the boys a pass at your new wife?
Yeah, just a turn, man.
Say one more word. Say one more word, and I will slice
Kill him, baby.
Your
Get him,
open.
Baby.
One more word.
What you gonna do, you say word? What you gonna do, you bitch?
Kill him.
Princess Queenie killed all three of them. On side right there.
Oh my god, Creety, that was so hot.
All right, this is Slim Shanks' last day on Earth. And I want you to know that I never did it because I was a pervert. I just wanted to feel close to someone.
Princess Kitty slaps Slim Shanks for the last time. That's the thing that kills him.
My wife is such a badass, dude. Oh my god.
Oh, you... Hey, could you please?
What?
Just, I don't want to kill any more people. Try not to aggravate the rest of, you know, the crew. Like, they were coming after you
and you had
through me and it just...
Yeah, no. I totally understand where you're coming from, babe. And, like, anything I can do for this relationship, I'm gonna do. So, whatever you want, so one, you don't kill me, and two, I make you happy, consider it done.
Okay. I think the first thing we should do probably is, like, maybe look around this island.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's...
I think we totally should, too.
A way off.
We have so much in freaking common. Oh. Just, like, every day I learn something new about you and we have more in common. I just really hope we find my dad.
I'm sure James is with him, too.
I miss those dudes, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, sorry, I'm getting emotional.
No, let it out. Let it out, it's okay.
RJ starts tearing up.
I feel like I've cried like 6 or 7 times in the past couple days, and you haven't cried once, you know?
I mean, women don't cry in this world. You know this.
You're right. And like, growing up, I was one of the few that did cry a lot, but they just always told me that it's because I just was really in tune with my emotions.
Yeah.
But now I just think it's because like I was waiting for you, you know? Oof. Anyway, let's look around this island and let's get out of here. Let's meet up with our friends and live happily ever after together. Seriously. Forever.
This is the Mama's Boys podcast. Please stay tuned as we have a quick message from our sponsor.
Cut to James and Captain Ronald in a boat, a little rowboat.
When he told me he was gonna let us borrow a boat, I was expecting something bigger.
Me too. We could barely both fit in this thing standing up.
On the side of the boat, like etched in, like in really kind of bad characters, is like SS David. Like a child did it.
Man, that David was a weird guy.
He loved naming everything after himself, but he's gone now. Probably.
Yeah, definitely, actually, probably.
I wasn't going to check his vitals after that lightning shock. Strike. Yeah.
So we're just heading over to that island over there?
Well, that's what he said, that there's a party over here the other day. And
you remember the last party we were at?
Oh,
got out of hand.
Actually, okay, then let's promise when we show up at this party, we don't drink at all. No alcohol, period.
That's a good idea.
If it means we don't get the VIP section, we don't get the VIP section.
That's
just how it goes.
That's a good idea. You know what? Sometimes the regular section is good too, you know? Just with the normal people.
Yeah. People, you know, there's a lot of people there. They showed up for a reason.
And they nod and they shake hands on that they've agreed on this. And you know, they relax, and a few hours rowing, they pull up to the beach and they see two familiar figures.
It
can't be.
They're holding hands. They're kissing.
Is that my son? RJ, is that you?
Princess Creedy? Oh my gosh. Captain Ronald, your son is extremely flexible.
Oh my god. Never thought I'd see two people contorted in such positions.
I've never seen anything like that. Is this normal for like this over here in this part of the woods?
Is this not how it's done in your world?
I've never seen it done that way.
Yeah, well,
and trust me, I watch a lot of that stuff.
I love when you hold me like a baby, babe.
I love when your clothes are still on.
Yeah, here we the way we make love is fully clothed with the woman behind the man, and they just rub on each other.
I love when you rock me like a newborn infant, like just brand new.
I love being on your back and...
I love when you put me in my stroller. And you just buckle me in, and then you wrap me, and you swaddle me in a blanket, and then you just roll me into burrito.
Yeah, the way we make babies here is the woman actually treats the man as a baby. You know, putting him in diapers, burping him.
Oh, your head's too heavy.
Burp me.
And
that sounds really fun.
Better hold your head.
I can't.
So you'll see the man, you know, will wear a diaper and the woman will take care of him, and slowly the man will grow up, and you know, 18 years later, when the pretend baby has fully matured, there will be a real baby inside of the inside of the woman. It takes 18 years to impregnate someone, is what I'm trying to say.
Wow, that's such a long process. So your lifespan here has to be
36 years.
36 years.
Except for our good friend Captain Smooch, you know, he was hundreds, if not thousands, of years old. But us normal folks, yeah, we normally live to about 36.
Wow. So you don't have much time to waste. You get one shot at having a baby,
pretty much. Yeah, half of our lives are spent making a child. I wish there was a more quicker and honestly more pleasurable way to do it, but we haven't figured it out yet.
You know, I might have an idea for you. I mean, we don't have to get into it right now, but just next time this comes up, remind me, and I'll. I think there could be something more to it.
That'd be really great.
Hey, RJ, I'm gonna have to put you. RJ, I'm gonna have to put you down. It looks like there are two people on the beach, whispering to each other.
Oh yeah, we shouldn't stand here anymore.
Okay, no, you can let me down. Like I can walk. I forget.
Creedy takes RJ out of her urn and sets him on the sand. And the two parties choose to approach each other. Oh my God, that is RJ. RJ! It's me. It's your dad, Captain Ronald.
It's Dad?
Princess Creedy.
Oh my God!
James,
RJ.
Oh my God!
Are you guys just?
Y'all are alive.
They run to each other in almost slow motion, and as they are running, the sand is kicking up from their feet into their hair, and it's a beautiful moment. And they all run, all four of them embrace and fall to the ground and start to just laugh and cry and. So happy to see each other again.
James, we missed you guys.
It's so good to see. You won't believe.
RJ starts like looking really upset. Like everybody's crying tears of joy. And then you see like Ronald kind of backs away from RJ a little bit. And RJ's like really upset. I just like super angry crying.
After all this time, be different.
RJ, what's wrong?
I thought I was gonna be so happy when I saw Dad and James again, and now that they're here, I just feel I feel like they're not gonna understand like mine and Creedy's relationship, and like I'm gonna have to like re-explain it to them because they missed everything the past couple days.
RJ, it's okay. You won't have to explain anything to me. I get it. You're young.
No,
and
you
love
don't,
and
you just... Dad. You don't get it.
What, you don't think Creedy... I wasn't ever young and in love?
Creedy is the freaking love of my life, Dad.
That's great.
I just can't. I'm just overwhelmed with emotions because I love her so much. And, like, I am happy you're here. But, like, I don't think you'll ever understand how much I love Creedy.
But that's okay. I don't have to. I wish you'd let me in, RJ. I'm your father.
I know, but you keep disappearing. And then...
And, like, as they're having, like, this altercation, people, like, the other two are kind of just like, wait, like, what's happening?
You come into my life, Dad. And then it's like, you're here for a second. And then it's, surprise, RJ, I'm not your dad. And then he dies, the one you said was my dad. And then you disappear again.
There was a shipwreck, just... RJ. You think I was out of control of that? Jesus fucking Christ. I know. I think you'd be happy I survived a traumatic shipwreck.
No one has taken my feelings into account. I've lost two dads in the past of a couple days, and then I married the love of my freaking life, and, like, you weren't even here to see it. Neither of my dads were.
Well, you don't have to get mad at me for Captain Harambe dying. I'm not the one who killed him.
I'm not mad, Dad. Okay, I just have a lot of emotion. I don't know.
Captain Ronald draws his sword and waves it at his son. I swear to God, RJ, if you don't get a hold of yourself, I'm gonna.
And James like grabs Captain Ronald's shoulders and starts to kind of massage them a little bit, and grabs his earlobes and rubs them, and just tries to calm him down. He says, and he whispers in Captain Ronald's ear. He says, "You don't want to repeat the last island we were at."
Thank you, James. RJ, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lash out at you like that.
It's okay, Dad. I think I just got really overwhelmed with emotions, and then the hugging and the sand, and then, like, you know, like, Creedy's here watching me, so I need to act like I'm a man and stuff, and it's just all really...
You were doing the opposite of that.
But men are supposed to show their emotions. Right, Creedy?
Yes.
Creedy thinks it's sexy when I show my emotions.
Yes.
Well,
I've never cried, so, yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways.
So, surprise! Creedy and I are married!
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. And then James leans to Captain Ronald, and he says, so, again, I'm not from here, but is getting married, does it require 3 human sacrifices? And he just notices all the dead bodies that's around, that's pooling with blood and starting to smell.
Oh my god. RJ, did you do this?
No, that was not me. You know I'm a lover, not a fighter.
James and Captain Ronnie, you guys are like whispering to each other. We're a group, we're a team, we've been for the past couple months. Like, if there's something you have to say to each other, please, by all means, say it to all 4 of us.
I'm sorry. Sit up, I'm sorry, Princess Creedy. I haven't really had a good rest since the shipwreck. And I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit on edge, and just walking up on you and RJ and all these dead bodies. It's really getting to me, and I can't quite. I don't know how to react. I'm just getting more and more nervous, more and more anxious, more and more just stressed out in my mind. And I'm trying to understand what it is, the reason I'm here, like what I need to do to get out of this world, because this is a nightmare, this is a torment, and I'm constantly being pressured into doing things I don't want to do.
Calm down. It's fine.
Everything's fine.
James, I think you might have anxiety disorder.
Anxiety.
I think you might have anxiety, and I think that's what's building up right now. But for real, everything's good. Like, I got mine out. If you need to cry, cry.
I can't cry. I can't do anything right now. I don't feel anything.
What do you mean this was a nightmare? What is that supposed to mean? Let's talk through it.
I don't want to talk about it.
And at those words, a disheveled crewmate busts out of the woods, his clothes bedraggled. He's slightly bloodied and wild-eyed.
That! This is a nightmare!
Oh, God, this island's a nightmare. We have to leave.
We don't have a ship. How do we get out of here?
I don't know. But I am the only survivor. Everyone is dead.
My crew is dead?
What did...
I'm pretty sure that they died. To be honest, I saw some crazy stuff going on.
What did you see?
And I ran for my life.
What happened?
So I saw...
In which direction?
Creedy, be quiet. I'm the captain.
Whoa, Dad. Don't you talk to Creedy like that for real, Dad.
I can talk to her however I want.
No, you can't, because she's my wife.
Okay.
We'll talk about this later. Sailor, what happened?
Okay, so we have a camp in the middle of the island, right? We set up there. We thought we'd give the princess and RJ some time alone. So we wanted to make a camp towards the middle of the island, give them as much space as possible, because we know how complicated things can get with marriage.
Okay, let's fast forward.
So we set them up like a mock house for them to, and we made like a room for the baby, for, you know, the pretend baby. We made it out of bamboo leaves and trees, that kind of thing.
Sailor, made, what's like, your name? Toys. Sailor, what's your name?
Jebediah.
Jebediah, I'm going to need you to fast forward to the story, or the part okay, of the story so where my crew was murdered.
Okay, so after we set up the house and we made things really nice for him and we put on a kettle, we went inland to make a camp because we thought, okay, we need to give them as much space as possible. So we hiked for a while. I got really tired. And so I said, guys, can we stop here? We hiked for like 5 miles, right? So we stopped. We set up camp and we made a nice little village because we figured we'd be here for a while because, you know, marriage gets complicated.
Amen.
And so anyway, we were all around the campfire last night telling campfire stories, and I put a few potatoes on the stove. Everybody was having a great time.
Captain Ronald draws his flintlock from his belt and cocks it. Jebediah, if you don't get to the part of the story where my crew was slaughtered, I am going to make you the last person in my crew to get slaughtered, and I'm going to kill you.
Oh, okay, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Rum Ronnie. I mean, Captain Ronald. Okay.
Captain Ronald aims the pistol at Jebediah.
No, please don't. I barely got out with my life. So we were all around the campfire, and... No, I'm serious. This is where it happens. And
okay, you're right.
And Dim Donk, who's Slim Shank's brother, went into the woods. He said he had to pee, and he didn't come back. And we're like, where'd Dim Donk go? So John went to go look for Dim Donk, and John didn't come back either. And so everybody, this happened until I was the only one there.
Wait, so what?
Jebediah, what you're telling me is you didn't see anybody die. They just left you by the campfire. I don't think people were killed. I think you were ditched.
No, they didn't ditch me. Okay? Yeah, okay, so we made camp because I was the most tired. And I do carry all the cooking equipment. No, they wouldn't do that to me. So anyway, I started running back as fast as I could. And there's some, like, brush, and so I fell in the brush. That's why I'm all cut up. But I just came to the first sound that I heard. I heard RJ crying from like a mile away.
All of a sudden, the rest of the crew come leisurely walking out of the woods. You know, some laughing, some high-fiving. You know, everyone's just in good shape. And they walk up to Captain
Ronald.
What am I
about to plant to smoke?
Oh, man, that was close.
There's the crew. Jebediah, look, there's the crew. They're all alive.
Well, we got you, Jebediah.
Okay, I get it. Every summer solstice, you guys have to pull a prank on Jebediah.
That's tradition. We're family.
All right, well, last night was the summer solstice, and that's not going to happen again for another leap year.
We'll see about that, Jebediah.
Okay, so fine. Yeah, everybody's okay, I guess. I'm not.
Jebediah.
I got really scared.
Relax, it's okay. I'm sorry I drew my gun. You just need to calm down, okay?
Right.
Like everybody needs to take a lesson in calming down and de-escalating situations, because God knows we have all taken things a little too far today.
Now, and James nudges Captain Ronnie and says,
some to further degrees than other.
Anyway.
Now that we have the whole crew here, did you guys see anything in the woods? Did you see anything that we could use to get out of here? Anything?
I was going to tell you that. You didn't let me finish my story.
Oh, my God, Jebediah.
So when I was running back, I came upon this well, and the well was, like, glowing. And so I thought, this must be what they fell into.
Did you touch it?
No, I kept running, but I know where it is.
Well, take us back there.
Okay, well, it's kind of far.
I think we'll be okay. We've been a long ways already. A little bit of a walk isn't going
to
hurt us.
Plus, you only said you tried to get to the center of the island, so this isn't a big island. Yeah, how far could it be?
Well, yeah. I took the long way because I was scared of coming back and interrupting their peace, so I went around.
And I'm guessing you're going to take us back the long way because that's the only way you remember.
So we will have to go back the long way. If we start now, we can maybe get there in a few days.
You've only been on the island for a day and a half.
I'm really tired.
Just point us into the direction, Jebediah, or something like that. We don't have a few days.
Okay, fine. Okay, I do have a map to get there.
You took time to draw a map?
I drew on a piece of paper as I ran. I drew the direction.
And we see he pulls out a crinkled piece of paper, and then he unfolds it, and he keeps unfolding it until it becomes this massive piece of paper, the size almost as tall as RJ, and it's just huge, and you can just see it's so decorated to just such an intricate degree that Jebediah's true calling in life was art.
And so here's where I saw a toucan in a tree, and so I drew that along the way, and I stumbled upon a big boulder, and I drew that in there too. And you can actually see the topographical lines.
Jebediah,
the elevation.
Jebediah, this is amazing.
This is the first map we've ever seen.
You have such a great skill in cartography.
Well, thank you.
Cartography.
It's cartography.
Shut up, Creedy. Nobody asked you.
Excuse me? No, say it right.
Cartography.
So here it is. Here's the map. I might hang out for a while. I'll catch up with you guys.
By just the drawing of this alone, we can almost see what's happening on the island currently.
It's like a live moving picture.
I only got time to program in a few of them, but I did a little wisp effect on the magical well, and I just named it the well into eternity. Because I thought it sounded cool.
It sounds badass.
Cool. That sounds pretty cool.
5'1" of badass.
All right, well, we need to get there.
I made a coconut car.
Oh my god.
What's a car?
Jebediah pushes back some palm fronds, and it opens up into a clearing, and there's a giant van big enough for the entire crew to get into, made out of leaves and sticks and coconuts.
Technically you need 3 guys to pull it, but everybody can get in.
Alright, well, we'll take turns pulling. Everybody in, let's go.
The party and the whole crew that previously ditched Jebediah all get inside of the car.
Jebediah, you lead the way, okay?
All right, yeah! And he lashes the men with that actual whip.
Oh, God! Oh!
Go! Go! You have to go!
The men start sprinting, and they're flying down the beach. Jebediah pulls on the reins hard, and they swerve right into the woods. The men are still sprinting as they pull the cart full of men.
Jebediah, in the back of his coconut, has a metal rod. He pulls it out, and it's piping hot. And he uses the metal rod, and he sticks it into the people pulling the cart.
Come on, you son of a bitch!
And draws the letter J with the hot rod.
Go faster! I know. I've seen you row boats.
The searing of heat against the skin is making the men pass out because it's so painful. Of which Jebediah just replaces them immediately with another person from the crew.
Come on, you bastards! We got to get there! I have to impress the captain!
In no time at all, they get to the well, but there's miles and miles of men lying on the ground with lashing marks and hot poker burns, where it's just the original party of four and Jebediah at the well. Jesus, Jebediah!
Jesus Christ!
You killed our entire crew!
Jebediah!
So there's a reason that they perform a prank on me every solstice.
Did you kill them all?
And you pay them back by killing them?
No, but Jebediah's got to get his payback somehow.
I like your style, Jebediah. I do like your style.
All right, we don't have time for this. We just got to figure out what this well is all about. And I don't know. We gotta get somewhere. I'm tired of being on this island.
Well, there's one thing to do.
I'll go collect the men, okay? I'll go back and I'll collect them.
Okay, and then the four, James, Captain Ronald, RJ, and Princess Creedy approach the well that's glowing. It's a blue glow, and it's reflecting from the stones above the well and all around in the area. And the air is a little bit different as they approach the well. It's a little bit cooler here. It's not shaded. But it's just that it feels cooler. The air feels thinner and more crisp.
It just feels different over here. Do you feel that, babe?
Guys,
I mean, James, you too?
I feel it.
Yeah, I feel a tingling sensation, like, all over. Are you guys tingling?
Yeah, I cannot feel past my waist down, kind of. Is it like that for you?
No, it's like...
I can't feel from my waist up.
Weird.
Yeah, my whole body. It feels like
my hip is hurting.
James starts to glow. His skin sparkles and light starts to emit from his pores.
Guys, am I...
His clothes start to just seem to melt off. He's stark naked in the middle of the woods, standing next to the well. And suddenly the symbol begins to glow on the well.
It's a symbol of a pie.
That same symbol is glowing on James's skin. James then begins to slowly rise from his. He's levitating. He's flying and he's hovering over the well. And then he drops. He drops into the well and disappears under the sparkling water. Creedy, Captain Ronald, and RJ lean over the well, seeing if they could see down it. But they're just blinded by a shining white light. And then the white light slowly fades. But James does not appear again.
Oh my god!
Oh my god.
Did y'all... What just happened?
I have never seen anything like that in my life.
Captain Ronald, we have to go after him. Or
what do you want to jump into a mysterious well, Creedy?
I don't.
I mean, he's our friend. He's our friend. What if he's hurt?
He was floating and glowing.
Oh my god!
You don't know if he's in pain? This is the first time I've ever seen him glow and stuff. So this is news to me.
We've never seen him glow either. You know. That was traumatic.
His face.
Oh my god.
Did you guys see his face? When he was... It looked euphoric. It looked like he was the happiest he could ever be.
So I guess it's safe to say that James is not like us, huh?
No, he is not. Creedy, I think you're right. I think we need to go after him.
Okay.
I think we need to go into that well.
We cut to James... flying through a warp hole, just blue, purple, black shards of material just flying towards him. Nothing's hitting him, just flying past him. He's now completely naked, and he's very scared, but also feels extremely good. Like he has never felt this good in his whole life. He then falls. He sees a dark hole approaching him, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger as these materials of blue, purple, and black are all flying past him. And until the dark hole is so big it engulfs his entire body, and he goes through the dark hole. And he wakes up from laying down in a dark cave. He looks around, tries to get his surroundings. He sees it's mostly black. There is a light source coming from somewhere, but he can't quite see where from yet. There's lots of big rocks. He is still naked, but he does not feel cold. He feels good the closer he gets to the light as he searches for the source.
Come, James.
Come home.
Come home. James.
Come to us.
Come home.
Follow the light.
Come home, James.
You are the chosen one. Fulfill your destiny.
James
goes towards the beckoning of the voices.
Come home, James. Come home.
He gets closer to the light, but he starts to see a hooded figures around the light source.
And one of the hooded figures turns towards him, his eyes glowing red. He takes off his hood, looks at James, and smiles.
Thank you for listening to this improvised narrative. For questions or comments about the show, you can email mamasboyspodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter @mamasboyspod. If you would like to hear more from the Mama's Boys, consider contributing to the Mama's Boys at patreon.com/mamasboyspodcast.